Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a 25-year-old barrel-aged goo, UTMB pays you for your unused lottery points, and which runner finally uncovered a golden ticket at the Georgia Death Race. It was a bit of an odd week in running news as we saw a weird explosion of seemingly random news hit the airwaves this Easter Sunday with some bold announcements from many races and companies in the endurance world. It's almost as if they coordinated their efforts. Anywho, let's jump into some of the biggest April news announcements we came across. Goo announced, alongside its recent birthday cake-flavored goo in honor of its 25th anniversary, that they unearthed two casks of first-batch goos made and corked away for the past quarter century by none other than founder Dr. Bill Vaughn. The two limited edition flavors, Vanilla Bean and Chocolate Outrage, have been aged a full 25 years and reportedly have a unique finish with a tannic dryness. Yum? You can pounce on these puppies on their website. Next up, with a major announcement on the heels of the 2018 edition of the Barkley Marathons, is Ultimate Direction. They put out a press release announcing the new partnership and laid claim to the fact that the past three finishers of the storied race all did so in their very own PB Adventure Series vests. We aren't sure exactly what a UD sponsorship of the race will do to it, but the release also mentioned a new entry fee of $5,000 per runner, and that Men's Journal will be a co-sponsor since some associated with the race say a woman will never finish. The Hard Rock 100 also announced some Barkley partnership news with a possible solution to the oversubscribed races. Blake Wood recently told me the solution to the Hard Rock lottery system is the creation of more Hard Rocks, and it looks like that's exactly what they're doing. The inaugural Highfield Marathons will take place in and around Last Chance, Colorado on April 20th, 2019, running through and around some farmlands and ranches. Dale Garland and Lazarus Lake, the co-race directors of the run, claim the run will celebrate the memory of the farmers and ranchers who carved a life from the fields. The runners will pay $4.20 for entry, and along with submitting a three-page essay about alternative energy, must produce an expired medical marijuana card to run. UTMB also had some big news with a new cash for points system. Some 100-mile U.S. organizers are already calling it a cash for points scheme. The supposed scheme literally pays runners for the unused UTMB points that go unused after they are not selected in the race's annual lottery. Previously, these points went to waste and dejected runners could only hang their heads in sorrow. Now, they can wipe those tears in some crisp bills, courtesy of the UTMB team. FastestKnownTime.com is seeing some new route submissions on their new website. Three just came across this past Sunday, including some records that have held strong for literally centuries. The question is, which athletes will go after these classic routes? The first is the crossing of the Red Sea, which was set in one day, way back in 1231 BC, and is more accurately described as an OKT, or only known time. We're still waiting to see if they will stay on the FKCT site or be transitioned to www.onlyknowntime.com. Next up is the Corps of Discovery expedition set by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, who took 2 years, 4 months, 10 days to complete the 7,000-mile round trip from St. Louis to the mouth of the Columbia River and back. The nature of this self-supported FKT is what makes it so difficult. Pioneering record setters only consumed food they could shoot and find while out on the expedition. Lastly, the Mormon handcart migration set by Brigham Young in 1860 took 91 days self-supported style from Iowa City to Salt Lake City. The real challenging part on this one is the wooden handcarts that were pulled alongside the athletes for all 1,105 miles. With advancements in carbon fiber and lightweight aluminum, it is estimated better gear could shave weeks off the effort. Unived Sports, a nutrition company out of India, announced their new energy gel infused with real silver ions. They are the first nutrition company known to include real silver that is safe for human consumption in an endurance nutrition product. Act fast, they only have 100 boxes available of one gel each.
You can puree garlic fast, quick, and easy. And all the natural juices stay right in the plate. It gives you the consistency of garlic butter without the butter.
Add a little olive oil and herbs, and it becomes a dipping plate. Soft enough for little hands, and it won't even pop a balloon.
The secret's the hardened, tempered ceramic design that never dulls. It's triple glazed, so nothing sticks. Don't cut a finger trying to grate ginger with one of these.
This cutting-edge gel, which has been reportedly tested at the Breaking 159 project in Germany. Some sad news coming out of the original SOB50 in Oregon as the Siskiyou Out and Back had their permit pulled over the weekend ahead of their 20th annual race. According to the Forest Service, who revoked the permit, that the trail work performed over the years on 25 miles of forest trails used for the race was just too damn good. The Forest Service demanded the trail be left in natural condition, meaning downed trees, washouts, and overgrowth had to stay. SOB organizers refused, and that was the end of their race. Well, I guess it was a good 19 years, guys. And with that, we wrap up all of the Easter Sunday news. I can't think of a busier news day in recent memory. As the Barkley wraps up for 2018, be on the lookout for some rogue photos produced by unauthorized photographer Greg Gelmis of We Run Race Photos. After being denied a media credential by Laz, he went out to snap photos anyways, to post to his site for sale. It seems as of the recording of this show, the photos may have been taken down, as we were unable to find them in a follow-up look at the We Run Race Photos website. In race results this week, we saw the penultimate golden ticket race take place on the Beast Coast with the 68-ish or 74-ish or who knows how damn long it is-ish Georgia Death Race in, yep, Georgia. The race was won by 2016 Western States champ Andrew Miller for the third time in 11 hours, 26 minutes, earning himself a coveted golden ticket once again and a trip back to Western States this year, which should already add to the redonkulous field assembled. And finally, finally, I can report positively that little Charlie Bucket, AKA Bob Shebist, has finally secured a golden ticket. So to you, Mr. Shebist, greetings to you, the lucky finder of a golden ticket from the Western States Endurance Run. Present the ticket at the Ski Lodge in Squaw Valley at 5 o'clock in the morning of the fourth Saturday in June, and do not be late. You may bring with you one crew of your choosing and a pacer to accompany you from Forest Hill and beyond. In your wildest dreams, you cannot imagine the marvelous surprises that await you. Also repeating as GDR champ and nabbing another golden ticket is Eliza LaPierre, who smashed the race in course record fashion, running a 13 hour 31 minute time to win. Second place lady and other recipient of a ticket was Jasmine Chiaramonte, who came in at 15 hours 12 minutes. My pick, Larissa Danis, dropped mid-race. The final golden ticket race is fast approaching at the April 14th Lake Sonoma 50. One more thing about our friend Andrew Miller. And this is a bit of an open letter from your pal Jam Jam. He is supposedly sponsored by the North Face, but you'd hardly guess it looking at his Solomon decked out race vest and shoes. Come on, VF Corp. Your boy recently won Western States 100, and yes, I know 2017 was a rough year for him, but he is on the rebound and is straight up crushing it once again. Throw him one of those Debo packs and a pair of Krar shoes. Maybe even name a product after him and gain him some press because it's straight up Miller time. For something a little faster paced, we turn to the Two Oceans 56K, which takes place in Cape Town, South Africa, with over 10,000 runners. Gerda Stein of South Africa won for the ladies in 3 hours 39 minutes, while the men's race was won in 3 hours 9 minutes by Justin Kemboi of Kenya. The King was back in action at the Horse Butte 10-miler in Bend, winning the race donning jorts, a cowboy hat, a button-up shirt, and 55-46. Sick. And now to our Northwest correspondent, Maya Ray Ray.
Happy April, everyone. I hope you're all getting some warmer weather and hitting them trails. I know we don't have warm weather. Busy week. Let's get into it. The Trails in Motion Film Festival was held this last weekend here in my town. My dad and I went and watched some epic films. Two of my favorites were Changing Course with Claire Gallagher, Love All the Candy, and Courtney D's video. I just love all the positive vibes she puts out. Courtney, you're my girl. Fist pump.
I think it's great how you used to be great. I can't hate on how you choose to relate.
Heading south down to Tri-Cities, Washington. This place is 2 hours from me and is the home to the Badger Mountain Challenge. The Wenatchee area is well represented here. My girl Candace towed the line for the 50 mile and my main man Ed Henley took on the 100 mile. A new course record was set for the men. 1632 by Zach Gingerich. Flying! Candace battled through and took third for the women. Ed, taking on his first 100 mile, broke 24 and finished 23:32. All in all, this was a sweet race. Nice work, Badger team. See you all next year. This is the Maya Enter and opening. Oh, wait, what is it? Closing. Here we go, yo. Spring break is here, Jam Jam. School is tough. You have no idea. I got some candy to eat. Gotta go. Please don't fade me, though. Please don't fade me. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Too bad I already turned in my license plate for Barkley, as there was a Jam Jam plate sighting in the Pacific Northwest. Nice find. We have to send some huge positive waves from the Outhouse Nation over to our Beast Coast correspondent, Ages a Whizzle, who recently announced he is undergoing a second hip resurfacing surgery this month, which will take him out for a number of months. All the best. Be on the lookout for the Mad City 100K this weekend, which is the US 100K Road National Championships. Also this weekend will be the Speedy Umstead 100 Mile and American River 50 in California. Going international, we'll see 3 Ultra Trail World Tour events this week, with the Patagonia Run 160K, 100 Miles of Istria, and the Marathon de Saab. Stay tuned for results from all of that and more on next week's show. Another reminder, you can also access this show on our audio format. Check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify. Search for Steep Life Media. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or a question or comment for the show, leave feedback below. If you enjoy the show, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or check out the link below to Up and Daily. Have a shitty week.